Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It is villains that create heroes, and sometimes those villains are smart, powerful, and charismatic enough that they become legends just as beloved as the heroes themselves. After all, what would Batman be without the Joker, Luke Skywalker without Darth Vader, or Link without Ganon? But some get it wrong. There are villains who overlook that one critical factor, that seemingly insignificant detail that, no matter how hard they might manage to make the hero work, ultimately sows the seeds of their own defeat. It's a misstep that our unfortunate prospective big bads never really live down, mostly because they're dead. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game villains who stupidly helped the hero win. Number 10, the Ethereals, XCOM Enemy Unknown. XCOM Enemy Unknown does a surprisingly good job of weaving a compelling story into a traditionally simple invasion narrative. It also serves as a warning to any potentially ambitious aliens out there of what not to do. During the game's finale, the antagonists, the Ethereals, are revealed to have attempted to uplift other races with the goal of creating the perfect fusion of physical robustness and psychic power. Their invasion of Earth was a test of humanity's potential, a test that rather stupidly included allowing us to reverse engineer their technology and develop psychic powers, without any oversight on the part of the Ethereals. Not surprisingly, this doesn't turn out too well for the aliens, as for some reason, humans don't really appreciate being invaded, experimented on, and slaughtered in the thousands. So when the now powered up humans assault their command ship, the Ethereals are shocked to find out that we're not there to shower them with gratitude and take them on as mentors, but to kill them dead. Very dead. So to any aliens out there, pick up a copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, do what the Vogons did, and just blow the planet up. It'll go better for you. Number 9, The Prophet of Truth, Halo. When finding yourself in the midst of a war, the last thing you want to do is antagonize your allies, especially when they're super powerful. But Covenant leader Prophet of Truth evidently didn't get the memo, because he does exactly that in his war against humanity. With the Covenant having backed humanity onto the ropes, all except for a certain character named Master Chief, who is becoming a serious existential threat, Truth's ever-increasing hatred of the Sangheili, more popularly known as the Elites, leads him to secretly undermine, then openly massacre them, in favor of the more pliable brutes. And the Elites promptly revolt. Worse, when a young elite known as the Arbiter learns that the Covenant religion is false, a truth concealed, ironically, by the Truth, the Elites go one further and form an alliance with humanity. An alliance that would see the Covenant destroyed and Truth dead at the Arbiter's hands. It's one of the most spectacular acts of psychotic, megalomaniacal self-immolation in gaming history. For all Master Chief's heroics, you have to wonder, who did more damage to the Covenant? Master Chief or Truth himself? Number 8, Zinyak, Saints Row 4. Zinyak is an underrated villain. He's impressively suave, possesses a hilariously sharp wit, and is enough of a physical powerhouse to be a genuinely dominating presence on screen. But he does suffer from that old supervillain hubris, and boy does it bite him. Swaggering into the Saints' held Oval Office at the head of the Zin invasion, Zinyak offers the panicked Earthlings salvation for the best and brightest among them, an offer promptly taken up by the Saints' own Kinsey Kensington. And this is where it all starts to go wrong. Zinyak, faced by cowering humans on all sides, fails to ask himself exactly why the one human who isn't would be so eager to sign up. A bit of stupidity doubly egregious because Zinyak had already captured Saints legend Johnny Gat, whom he called Earth's most powerful warrior, meaning he knew full well who he was dealing with. Kinsey, who is truly among Earth's best and brightest, quickly escapes imprisonment on her own and proceeds to free the boss and the rest of the Saints. It's a mistake that ends up with Zinyak's head being ripped from his shoulders, and the Saints are back heading up that empire. So, way to go there, Chief. Number 7. Kano, Mortal Kombat 11. If there ever was a video game character so monumentally stupid that he would not only qualify as a candidate for the Darwin Awards, but would win 100 times over, it's Mortal Kombat 11's Kano. In the course of the story that sees much time travel slash multiverse shenanigans taking place, past versions of both the heroes and villains join forces with their present counterparts. A consequence is that if the past self is injured, so is the present self. It's a really slick plot device that is as intriguing as it is entertaining. It's also a plot device Kano attempts to exploit when he finds himself in a standoff with past Sonya Blade. Sonya has her boot firmly planted on past Kano's neck. Present Kano has past Johnny Cage, Sonya's husband and father of her daughter Cassie, at knife point, threatening to kill him and erase Cassie from existence. Problem is, Sonya has brains and guns. Before Kano can react, she thanks him for the tip and caps past Kano in the head, similarly putting a bullet through his head and freeing Johnny. First-class grasp of the rules, catastrophically poor grasp of his opponent. Number 6. Harbinger, Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2's opening has become the stuff of legend. Killing off the iconic Commander Shepard in the first 10 minutes was a bold move, but not only did BioWare pull the trigger on it, they killed them off at the hands of, by collector proxy, their arch-nemesis, the Reapers, led this time by a brand new entity called Harbinger. Of course, Shepard doesn't stay dead and is resurrected by the game's second curveball. That is, the ethically questionable human supremacist organization Cerberus, a sworn enemy of Shepard's from the first Mass Effect. Unfortunately for Harbinger, Cerberus is the only organization in the galaxy who take the Reaper threat seriously and possess the will and resources to resist them. And by killing Shepard, Harbinger accidentally and unwittingly forces them to work together. What follows is a drubbing of note as the collectors are destroyed. Shepard builds up a network of contacts crucial to defeating the Reapers in Mass Effect 3 and gains an upgraded body that elevates them from formidable to practically superhuman. To add insult to injury, Harbinger could have easily recovered Shepard's body first, what with the collectorship that killed him being right there to pick him up.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Darth Nihilus, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords. Darth Nihilus absolutely ranks as one of the most terrifying villains in Star Wars history. A being of pure evil, Nihilus has enough power to absorb the life force of planets. Only one person, the Jedi Exile, could stand against him, and he squanders the one golden opportunity he gets to defeat them. Sensing the Exile's growing power, Nihilus dispatches his apprentice, Visus Maar, to bring them to him. But Maar is defeated, and taking the canon lightside female Exile as written, shown mercy. She switches sides, handing the Exile a strong ally with intimate knowledge of Nihilus's powers. And when the time came for the Exile to face Nihilus for herself, who should be at her side? Visus herself. Not that Nihilus should have been surprised. Traumatized by the destruction of her homeworld at Nihilus's hands, having endured the emotional, psychological, and physical abuse typical of Sith Masters, and facing a Jedi war hero renowned for her compassion, the notably gentle Maar was never going to remain loyal. Had Nihilus faced the Exile himself, he almost certainly would have prevailed, but with a certain Krayer at the Exile's side, it seems that Nihilus was always due to be a pawn in a far larger game. Number 4. Darth Sidious, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Darth Sidious, better known as Emperor Palpatine, is one of Star Wars' delights. Even fans who despise the prequels acknowledge that watching him methodically and insidiously undermine the Republic from within is enthralling to watch. Those same fans would have wondered what on earth happened, because Palpatine from The Force Unleashed concocts a plan even the notoriously dense Jar Jar Binks would have had one or two questions about. On the surface, the idea was simple. Use Vader's apprentice Starkiller to coax rebel sympathizers out of hiding by having Starkiller lead the formation of a legitimate rebel movement, thereby placing the rebel dissidents in one convenient basket where they can easily be crushed. What the Emperor failed to consider, apparently, was that putting the suspiciously moderate Starkiller in this position of power would prove to be a fatal mistake, as he didn't really make the best Sith material. And that upon pulling a heel face turn would also prove to be powerful enough to defeat Palpatine himself, and whose heroic sacrifice would save the nascent rebellion from the very Sith Lords who sent him to destroy it. The result? The rebellion manages to destroy two Death Stars, kill Sidious, and topple the Empire, all because of something that the Emperor really should have been able to foresee. Number 3. Grima, Fire Emblem Awakening. It's one thing for a villain to make a mess while trying to beat the hero. It's another thing entirely for a villain to make a mess having already beaten the hero. Having seen their world warped into an apocalyptic hellscape by the evil god Grima, the children of the heroes who fell trying to defeat him travel back in time to prevent their present from coming to pass. Grima, aware of the threat, naturally follows. Problem is, he doesn't do his homework. The trip weakens him, a situation promptly made worse when he attempts to possess his past avatar, only for the possession to fail, weakening him further. Worse, the avatar loses their memory and is found by the most pure-hearted person imaginable, the leader of the very heroes the children have gone back in time to recruit. But worst of all, by simply being in the past, that avatar, the only being capable of defeating Grima, can now confront Grima directly, killing him for good. Ironically, had Grima stayed in the future, the worst that could have befallen him would have been a 1,000-year imprisonment. Not fun, and definitely a blow to the old ego, but preferable to being dead. Number 2, John Henry Eden, Fallout 3. There's a lot of angst in the world today over the perils of AI, but if our digital baby turns out anything like Fallout 3's John Henry Eden, we have nothing to fear. With the quest to complete Project Purity, a means to provide radiation-free water to all of the Capital Wasteland citizens nearing its end, the protagonist, the Lone Wanderer, is ambushed by the Enclave, the game's villains, and detained in their Raven Rock facility. Locked in a cell with the torture about to start, President Eden, Enclave leader, orders the Wanderer's release, the return of their weapons, and invites them for the equivalent of a chat over a cup of tea. This order is promptly countermanded by Eden's second-in-command, causing a mutiny and a ton of infighting that guts the Enclave's strength. This happens because of Eden's misplaced belief that he could negotiate a deal with the Lone Wanderer to purify the wasteland, never apparently thinking that the Lone Wanderer might refuse or, depending on the player's skills, conclude the meeting by shutting Eden down for good. It's a faux pas that by the end of the game sees the Enclave pretty much decimated. Artificial? Yes. Intelligence? Or maybe not so much. Number 1. Alduin, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Alduin might well go down in history as one of the most weak source antagonists ever portrayed in a video game. As a piece of visual design, he's every inch the terrifying mythical World Eater, but as a final boss to a hundreds of hours long fantasy epic, he might as well have been soggy origami. Also, he wasn't a very bright boy. Skyrim opens with Alduin laying waste to the city of Helgen, incidentally just in time to interrupt the execution of his future nemesis, the Dragonborn. Naturally, fans have asked why he didn't fry the Dragonborn when he had the chance. One theory suggests that his target was actually Ulfric Stormcloak, since he just used a dragon shout, maybe he thought that he was the Dragonborn. A neat theory, but one that still doesn't explain why Alduin, following this stellar bit of detective work, rocked up at Helgen without a physical description of Ulfric, who just happened to be stood right in front of him. The grand irony here is, of course, that had Alduin not interrupted the execution, the Dragonborn would have been beheaded, and his problem solved before it even began. True, we also wouldn't have had a game to play, but at least Alduin wouldn't have made a fool out of himself.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.